The St. Louis area is bracing for a grand jury decision that many fear could spark violent protests. And as that's going on, new audio recordings have been released from the day an unarmed black teen was shot and killed by a white police officer. Now, these tapes were obtained by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and suggest that no more than a minute and a half passed from the time Ferguson cops first got a call about a robbery until Michael Brown was lying dead in the street.
25, it's going to be a black male in a white T-shirt. He's running toward Quick Trip. He took a whole box of Swisher cigars.
Black male, white T-shirt.
That's affirmative. She said he just walked out of the store.
Moments later, Officer Darren Wilson encountered the 18-year-old Brown. An altercation of some kind took place and shots were fired. A Ferguson police officer is then heard over the radio requesting additional support in the moments after Brown was fatally shot.
25.
Get us several more units over here. There's going to be a problem.
Is there any available Ferguson units who can respond to Canfield and Copper Creek advised?
For months now, grand jurors have been considering whether to criminally charge Wilson in connection with the August incident that led to weeks and weeks of unrest. It's believed the grand jury could announce its decision as early as this weekend. I'm Kim Wells for Access Indy here on 106.7 WTLC and TLCNaptown.com.